Hey guys, Ron from New Record Day here. Unfortunately, I think I am coming down with something, feeling a little bit off. I actually was gonna cancel Frequency Friday for this week and just kind of rest. But I got a text message from Douglas, also known as DMS. If you don't know who DMS is, shame on you. Subscribe to his channel down below. And he sent me a text message asking me what I think about SVS. You guys know SVS sound. And yeah, we just chat and we talk about a lot of cool things. Things that I think audiophiles would find interesting. So that is going to be tonight's Frequency Friday. And I'm going to get some rest. We will dive into measurements very soon. Sorry about the delay there. Couple things in for review. The NAD M10, it might be crazy good. I really like it a lot. I'm excited to dive into that thing some more. CSS Audio Crichton 2 TDs. That review is going very well. And what I mean by very well is I'm actually getting work done, which is fantastic. So the intro, all the B-roll, all the stuff that takes a long time to do, that is actually done. That video is ready to rock and roll. The sound clips with commentary that seems to be gaining quite a bit of traction, that video is done. It's ready to rock and roll. The measurements are done. They are ready to rock and roll. I just got to do the commentary for it. First impressions is almost done, and final thoughts is almost done. Doesn't sound too bad now, does it? All right, guys. I'm going to get some rest, get a little R&R, relax, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Enjoy the conversation with DMS.
My buddy just came by, and I was showing him the SVS subs that they sent him.
Yeah.
Because I've been testing out the bookshelf speakers and the subs, and they sent in a pair of their SV3000s, and we cranked them up for like 10 seconds and the attic door on the other side of the place fell open.
Are you serious?
That was wild. I didn't expect it at all, but they're little earthquake machines.
That is awesome, man. Yeah. So I don't have a ton of experience with SVS. I have reviewed, their PC series, like the big cylinders. Like in the past, I had a couple of those back in the day. And they were awesome. I loved them.
Yeah, their subwoofers are very, very surprisingly good. The thing that really surprised me more than that, because I've got some of their Prime Series speakers.
Yeah,
which are they're okay. The Ultras, their bookshelves are just from another planet.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, they're like. You ever listened to Ushers before?
I have. Yes.
It honestly reminds me a lot of Ushers.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't know exactly how to describe it. They're a little bit soft on the highs, but they just, man.
Okay.
I got to hear their towers now, their ultra towers, because I feel like they're going to be from another planet.
So you've experienced what, the bookshelf, the ultra bookshelf?
Yeah. Right now I've got, with all the other stuff that's in here, the ultra bookshelves and the SV3000s.
Okay.
And I've been comparing those. I've got like a bunch of Swans here and Paradigms and Edifiers and the Klipsch ones and the Micas and all the Vanitudes and just tons of random stuff that came in. And these are probably my favorite out of everything in here.
Is that right? Okay.
I almost like them to the point where they a little bit encroach on my love for my Vandersteens, but I don't think I've had a moment to say that yet.
Settle down there. Calm down.
I know.
That's awesome, man. I mean, that says a lot. I mean, you've already got my attention on the Ultras by saying what you did, because I do know that it is a aluminum dome tweeter, which
yeah.
In the wrong hands, that can go a little bit hairy pretty quick.
Yeah.
So that's good to hear that they were able to wrestle that thing down to the point where it sounds pleasant. That's awesome.
Yeah, on the Primes, because the Primes have aluminum dome tweeters.
Yep.
Also. The Primes
yep.
can be a little bit bright at times, but The Ultras are just, they're a little bit soft on the highs. They're not super ultra forward on the highs.
What amp do you use?
I've got a Rotel RX 1052.
Okay. That's like an older model,
I think,
right?
It's 1052. It's a little bit older model, Class A amp. Yeah.
Okay.
So I've loved that thing, honestly. It's the same one that Josh has.
Okay. I didn't realize it was Class A. I thought it was Class AB. That's interesting.
Yeah, or I think it's the 1052. I'll have to go back and look at it.
Okay.
It's an old Class A receiver. I've been super pleased with it.
Gotcha.
I tried them on the, I've got some monoblocks here too, but I don't know. There's something about that Rotel that I really like.
Yeah. You've had it for a while then?
Yeah, I probably had it for 5 months.
Oh, okay. So that's your main amp, and you use that with the Vandersteens. Now, what Vandersteens do you have? What model are those?
These ones specifically, I think, are the, I want to say, I don't remember which revision, but they're the model ones.
Okay.
I think it's maybe the 1C, but I'm not positive.
How long have you?
It doesn't say on there what revision they are.
How long have you had those?
The Vandersteens I've had since. Probably, I want to say November last year.
Okay. And they've, roughly. From what I take it, and since we've been chatting, you're a big fan. Those are your go-tos.
They are 100% my go-tos. The difference between this and the Ultras is the Vandersteens are a lot more flat sounding, whereas the Ultras are a little bit more warm and a little softer in the highs. The Vandersteens, I feel like, are really, really just in your face and honest.
Okay, cool.
But
interesting.
Definitely can be unforgiving at times, depending on what you're playing. But I tend to kind of like that.
Oh, yeah, that's cool, man. So it's interesting that you brought up SVS, because I was actually just chatting with them like 2 days ago. So it's kind of just weird that you text me and you're like, hey, what do you think about SVS? They are going to send me their Prime Towers, and then they are going to send me their Prime Wireless Sound Bass, which I think is just it's an integrated amp, but then it has, you know, streaming capabilities, so on and so forth. But yeah, man.
So the Primes are really cool. Like I said, actually, I own a set of Primes.
Yeah.
And I've had the Primes for probably 2 years now.
Yeah.
The Primes are cool. The Ultras are completely different. It sounds like they made a completely different speaker manufacturer.
Interesting. Interesting.
I mean, I know it's the same people, but me and Z were talking about this.
Yeah.
And we were saying, like, I think they made the Ultras, and then they were like, okay, we need to make something not quite as good and make it cheaper.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing about it is, I mean, SVS is such a, I think they do so many things right, starting with just the price of their products and like their philosophy. And like, I mean, when I was talking to Nick over at SVS, and he was giving me the breakdown of price of everything he was going to send me. And I'm like, all of that is like $2,000. Like what are you guys sure? And
yeah.
I double checked and I'm like, well, crud, like, you could have a full rig, like, you're done. That's that's what we need, you know?
Dude, my Primes that I have from them, it's like, I got a pair of bookshelves and a 12-inch 1,000-watt sealed subwoofer, and it was less than $1,000 for everything.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
It's wild.
Dude, I just noticed this wireless sound bass, so this integrated amp, it's only $500. It's like, this is so reassuring when I see this kind of stuff, and it looks killer. I mean, it looks clean. I like the design of it. So, yeah, SVS. I like SVS a lot. I'm excited to.
Yeah, I'm definitely a fan of it.
Yeah, I'm excited to like finally get my ears around some of their speakers and see what those are all about. So that'll be fun.
The big my only caveat I had with the Primes was the for some reason. Right around 100 hertz, there's like a big old bump.
Oh, really? Okay.
That was the only thing I ever had with the Primes. Other than that, I'm in love with them. And like I said, I still have them. I still use them all the time. But, you know, I'll put them on a roll-off because I use them with a sub. And usually I'll roll it off at just the right spot and just use a less intense slope.
Yeah.
And it'll just cut that right down.
Yeah. Are you sure? And did you figure that it's definitely the speaker? It's not the speaker in your room. Like, you know that there's something going on. It could be the room. Okay.
It's entirely possible. My room is not perfect. It could use a lot more treatment.
Yeah.
And it also could be the way I'm measuring. You know, I'm using a very affordable measurement microphone. It's a Dayton EMM6.
Yeah, yeah.
And Room EQ Wizard,
Yep.
So.
The typical. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. Okay. Well, that's cool, man. That's killer. So with your primes, I noticed, like, in some of the pictures that you've sent to me in the past, I think you tend to listen how I listen, which is normally off axis. You don't have the speakers pointing in at your ears, from what I've seen. Was that how you did the primes? Like, you just kind of had them, whoa, easy there, light. You just had them face forward into the room and called it a day, or?
Yeah, I think I tilt things in like a very, very small amount of toe in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I think generally speaking, if I was to stand behind my speaker and look at where the tweeter is pointed, I try to have it point where it's about like pointing maybe 2.5 feet out from my shoulders.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. We share the same soul. That's exactly what I typically go for as well. Yeah.
Yeah. And that seems to be the best for me, because I like to, you know, shift around in my chair. I don't want to completely lose my image.
Right.
I don't want, like, you know, a death laser.
Yeah.
Pointed straight at my ears.
Yeah.
I feel like that just kind of keeps the staging, you know, wide enough. It feels natural. I don't know, when I tow things in a lot, I start feeling like I get like phasing issues.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I think I know exactly what you're talking about. It's almost like getting that laser line perfect center image seems like it gets more difficult as you get closer in. Like, there's a fine line of perfect, but if you bring them out, like you said, to your shoulders, it seems like you're good enough. You know, that's been my experience. But if you're trying to get that dialed in, like, perfect dead center, I think you're right. I think it's easy to mess that up. It's hard to get that perfect.
It really is. And, you know, I had a lot of, I don't even know how to say it specifically. I had a big dive into this a few days ago. I've been doing that series where I'm talking about albums with a friend of mine.
Yeah.
And it's really hard having two chairs with a little coffee table between them and trying to have the same listening experience at both chairs without it just sounding like you're listening to the speaker that's right in front of you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
So I tried to kind of push them both back a little bit. So they're like maybe about 4 feet off the wall instead of five, move them out a little bit more. And I tried to point the left speaker at the right person and the right speaker at the left person, give them a really intense angle.
Yeah.
And it kind of worked, because then the speaker right in front of you is only barely facing you. You're not getting as much sound from it.
Yeah.
And the image worked fine. Like, it imaged really well that way, but it's just, there was some weird phasing stuff going on.
Yeah.
And it just, like, it wasn't quite right. I mean, we made it work for the video, but it was very strange. That's been kind of a big thing I've been trying to figure out lately, is setting up something to work for, you know, multiple people in a room.
Yeah.
Because I always love to share my listening experience, but it seems like the best way to have it is with, you know, a sweet spot.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's true. That's a tough one to figure out. I mean, anytime that I have friends over and, you know, listening or whatever, there's one spot and I almost get,
no, sit right here.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and that's that, you know, so yeah. Welcome to,
I feel like it could be mitigated with a bigger room though. Like, if I had just a giant space, I could put my speakers a little bit farther apart. But,
sure. Yeah. And that does help. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, cool.
I mean,
man.
I am in an apartment for now, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, dude, Rocky Mountain Audio Fest. This will be exciting. It'll be the first time that I get to meet you in person, which will be cool.
Absolutely, man. We'll have to all go get something to eat at some point during the event.
Yeah,
I'm really looking forward to it. This is like the first time we've exhibited there.
Yeah.
It's weird because I feel like I should be stressed about this event, but I'm just not.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
I feel really good about it.
Dude, that's awesome. I mean, and what's the worst that can happen?
I mean, oh, don't say that.
Everything.
We get kicked out of the room. I was talking to Z earlier. He was like, I feel like we need to bottle or buy the room below us a bottle of wine or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it just, man, these subs. We're going to try and behave with them, but it's difficult, you know?
Don't behave. I mean, have fun. I mean, you'll be fine. It's going to be a blast. What's Z's mindset right now? Like, is he ready to rock and roll? Is he ready to go? Or what's his thoughts on it?
I think he's stressed about it.
Yeah.
But that's just because he's, you know, been the one to buy a lot of gear for this stuff, which, yeah. I mean, you know, power to him on that. We pretty much are breaking even on everything for it, which is great. But, you know, this is all Z's idea. Like, he's been telling me since I met him years ago that, you know,
he wanted
like
my to do dream this.
He's always said his dream is to go to Rocky Mountain Audio Fest and put together a room of stuff people can actually afford. And I remember after we left RMAF last year, he was like, man, I just, this has been my dream forever. I was like, let's do it. He's like, you just make it happen. I was like, yeah, let's just do it. Let's call them. Let's find out how much the room is. Let's call companies. We can get speakers. Let's just do it. And he's like, all right, if you want to help. And I was like, yep. And now it's happening.
Yeah.
So he's nervous about it because it's his, you know, his big dream, but I don't see any problems with it. It's going to be great.
It is.
I mean, even if for some reason everything didn't work right the way we had it set up, we just literally sit there and swap banana plugs and have an amp. Like,
yeah,
it'll work.
We'll make it work. We'll find a way. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's setting up a crazy system, though. We're running like optical stuff to everything, and
I saw your video. I watch you guys. I saw the video, the little roadmap.
Oh,
of,
yeah, the stream is there.
Yeah. It's gonna be crazy.
It really is. I don't know how I couldn't like he. That's all in his ballpark.
Yeah. Well,
I'm an analog guy. I want to plug my banana plugs in and turn a knob.
Well, I'm rooting for you guys. I'm excited to see what you guys put together, and I'll definitely stop by and say hello, and we'll grab a bite to eat.
That'd be awesome, man. Yeah, and I'd love to get your opinion on some of the stuff we set up in the room too. Because some of this stuff, you know, this is the fun thing about audio. I think is that, you know, me and Z, we like a lot of things, and then there's some things we completely disagree on.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of what makes it interesting. You know, there are things that are bringing to the room that are my favorite things, and there are things coming into the room that are his favorite things.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I mean, it's great that you guys are celebrating both the, you know, the headphone camp and the speaker camp, and like you said, you're keeping it realistic and affordable, so...
Actually, a box came in today of a bunch of... it wasn't even one. Let's see how many is it. One, two. Five boxes of Koss headphones we're just going to give away as door prizes.
Awesome.
And then we're giving away a few pairs of bookshelf speakers and some amps and just all kinds of random stuff. But, I just feel like across the board, people get really, you know, nitpicky about details and feel like if people disagree about something, then they have to be on opposing sides.
Yeah.
But I just kind of want to prove to people, like, look, nobody disagrees more on a lot of things than me and Z, and we're making this happen.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome, man. Well, I'm thrilled. I'm excited. What I want to do for obviously my fans and then anybody that, you know, that is subscribed to your channel, they're welcome to. Down below, I'll leave a link for discounted tickets to Rocky Mountain Audio Fest. If you haven't grabbed tickets and you guys are planning on going, there will be a link down below that you can click on and save some money on your tickets. So I'll do that. And, man, I'm stoked. I'm totally thrilled. Can't wait.
Dude, it's going to be great. I can't wait to see you there.
Cool, man. We'll chat with you soon, bro.
All right. Take it easy, Ron.
All right. Later, homie.